feel that I feel you. Wanna sex, wanna ride with you. Wanna taste when I put my lips all over you.
112.
Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless. It's always great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Jerry, and you're listening to your favorite midweek show. And I'm pretty excited today because I've got with me again today the one, the only, Queen Faye. How are you doing today, Faye?
It's fine.
Good to have you back.
Same here.
I know. I have been actually. I've been looking forward to the show since Wednesday last week.
We had fun last week.
Yes, yeah. And we are going to have fun again tonight, as we do every Wednesday. So, my lovely listeners, I'm so excited tonight because we're diving into a really hot topic.
Yeah.
Should I reveal it, or do you want to go ahead and tell them what tonight's topic is? Okay. Tonight we are talking about love dynamics. That is how love changes. Does love actually change, like the way we fall in love and the way we date? Does it change when we get a bit older? Do you think, like, what is love like after your 30s? Is it pretty hard, or is it like easier when you're in your 30s and above? What do you think?
Love shouldn't change.
Okay.
Do you understand? Love shouldn't change at all, but it depends on individuals, because you could say you love before 30s, and then after 30s, you say some other things will happen. Life could happen and some other things could happen, and then you don't really love again. But love shouldn't change. It's not subject to age or to, you know, anything like that.
So. This is a really exciting one because we already have people on. Oh, by the way, listeners, we're live. Yes, if you want to join the show, you can join me on Instagram. It's Jerry_Aldin. So that's G-E-R-I underscore and then A-L-D-I-N. I already have people on Instagram saying, one person says, Larry says, oh, hard go. May from Atlanta says, does love really exist? And we have Topa in the building. Hello. Oh, it's going to be an exciting night. Yeah, I can feel it inside of me.
for the person to say love, does love, or ask that question, does love really exist? That means the person must have had an experience of being through something.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. And I think she's answered that. She says, them go give you breakfast. Yeah, just like Burning Boy says, everybody go chop breakfast. And I think it does get a little bit complicated because I'm above 30. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's difficult now getting love than it was when I was, say, in my 20s. Because now I'm very, very clear about what I want in a relationship. I think back in my 20s, I was happy to do the trial and error. Even though I didn't do it a lot because I got married early. And because I was in my prime, I was willing to take the leap of faith and like, okay, just do it. But now I don't think I want to just do it.
Yeah, I would say the same thing also goes for me. Like, you know, maybe I would say there were some things that I would say were attractions for me,
yeah,
you know, before I got married. And those are the things that still makes me like want to go along to keep going,
yeah,
even when I would say maybe life has happened, or when I look at some certain things and I will feel, oh, sometimes am I still in love? Is it still in love? You know, things that let's be frank, let's yeah, say the way it is, you know, sometimes your partner does something to you or you do something to your partner and then you feel like, are we still in really in love?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but when you look at the first thing, the first attraction,
yeah,
you know, what happens before that time and how you were attracted to that person,
yeah,
you know, and how you were connected. You want that connection to keep going on and not stop.
Can I put you on the spot?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get married before your 30s?
I got married after my 30s.
Dude, I think then you are in a good position then to answer me. If you got married, like say in your 30s,
yeah,
how difficult was it for you, yeah, being in a relationship after your 20s?
Okay, after my, I would say in my 20s, I would say that I was looking for that one person that I know that no matter what he does,
yeah,
I'm not going to leave him.
Okay.
You know, but if you look at what a man can do to you,
yeah,
maybe I would say the peak of it is if you catch your spouse on another woman.
May says you're just probably lucky.
you know, maybe I would say that for me, that was just the thing, you know, like, what can this man or this guy do to me that will make me want to leave him? So yeah, that was what is in my mind or on my mind in the in 20s.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to just settle. And that was what made me, aside the fact that I was going to school, I was doing a lot of things, I was into my career, I didn't want to be distracted and all that.
Thanks,
so, but
Harriet.
When I got to my 30s, I know, you know, for sure, this is what I want.
Yeah.
This is what I want. And I was going to go for it.
Mm.
No matter what.
I think maturity just does give you this clear expectation. Because mm-hmm. you've made your mistakes. And then maybe you've been probably badly burned. So going into a relationship from your 30s and above, the expectations are higher. I know men would think otherwise, because I do see online men go, oh, in your 20s, the expectations are so high. And then in your 30s and your 40s, then you're willing to settle for anything. It just doesn't work for so many women that way. Mm-hmm. Not every woman is willing to settle for just about anything in her 30s, especially if she's well-grounded, say, financially, and then in her career, she's almost...
True.
Up there,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want to jeopardize your happiness just yeah. because you feel some sort of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's what sort of makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
And people say you have more toxic adults, because if you're meeting a man that has also been through different phases of relationships,
yeah,
he's coming with some baggage, and maybe he's already got kids, he's been divorced, and as the woman as well, you've been married, you've got your own baggage. So mm-hmm. it's more difficult now, because you're not coming as one sometimes. You might be coming with your additional
baggage.
It then becomes a case of who is willing to take my baggage, and whose baggage am I willing to take on with me? Oh, to my lovely listeners at home, we're not leaving you behind in yeah. this conversation. It's a pretty heated one, I can feel already. Yeah. And yeah, our phone lines are open. If you want to be on the show, as always, you can join us tonight on Instagram. Faye is also on live on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Can you tell them what your handle is?
That's Faye Kemi Adeyemi Bambushi.
Yeah, that's a mouthful, but you need to like... So he's at Faye Kemi Bambushi.
Yeah.
And if you want to find me on Instagram, it's Jerry _ Aldin. So it's Jeri _ Aldin. And the phone lines are open as well. If you want to join us, is 0744-881-1570. That's 0744-881-1570. If you're outside of the UK, please do remember to put the +44 sign. So that's +448. Okay. +44744-881-1570. Yes, you can also send us a DM as well. It's at Radio Africana, or DM me, Jerry_Alden. And if you're DMing me, just make sure it's related to the topic of the night, which is love dynamics. Does finding love change once you're above your 20s?
But you know, like I said, that, you know, once you're above your 20s or you're already married, you know, it doesn't really change your commitment. But because of life happens, you know, you know, you're attracted to someone, and then you have to keep that attraction
going,
you have to keep that connection going, but then some other things will happen in the relationship as you grow older.
Yep.
Like conflicts, you have to resolve conflicts. You have to grow as the relationship grows. You know, as you get older, you have to also grow, continue to grow. So a lot of things happen, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes you grow further apart as well. You know that. Love doesn't just grow all the time. It's not always rosy all the time. Sometimes you do drift away a bit from your partner, and that's when,
like, you want a break.
Yes, and if not well handled at that point, it could then lead to a breakup, separation, or divorce. We're gonna go on a short music break. Do not go anywhere. We are gonna be back. I'm just giving you a breather, so you go get yourself a drink, grab yourself some popcorn, and relax. And also grab your phone and text in, because we want you to be a part of the show. I'm opening the phone lines when we come back, and I'll be reading out messages because the phone lines are already buzzing. See you in a bit. Do not touch that dial.
Change my world, you'll never know.
Hello, lovely Lovestorm listeners. You're back again, and this is Jerry, and I've got with me tonight the beautiful
Faye Kemi.
And of course, tonight we are talking about the dynamics of love. Is it more difficult to find love after you've hit your 30s? And I'm going to the phone lines. If you want to be a part of the show, the number to text in is 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. If you're following me on Instagram, I'm going live. And if you don't know, my handle on Instagram is at Jerry_Aldin. And Faye Kemi is also online, and she's going to be telling you her
Faye Kemi Bambushi.
Okay, good stuff. So we're going to the phone lines, and there's a lot going on here. Someone says, Tammy says, what is love? Okay, that's the big question. She says, she goes again to say, one of the most abused words in the dictionary. Okay, and yeah, we've got Harriet from Manchester. Okay, Harriet says, possibly, and this is because as you grow older, you become wiser and begin to realize that love is not enough, especially for women. Harriet, are you a mind reader? Because that's my take on this one.
Yeah, that reminds me of this song by Tina Turner. What love's got to do with it? Love is not enough. Yep. Never enough.
Yep.
Me, because I've grown, I'm
older
wiser.
And wiser.
World is not, love is not enough.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's what maturity does to you, isn't it? When you get older, you just realize it's not just about roses, it's not about flowers, it's not about gifts. It has to be deeper.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, I don't want to use that phrase, what are you bringing to the table? It's like, what's in it for me?
Mm-hmm. Because I think that is what is happening this time and age.
Yeah.
Like, what, like you rightly said, you don't want to use that word. What do you bring to the table? It's like everybody has a value.
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing is appreciating that you've got a strength and you've got a weakness. I've got my own strength and I have my own weakness.
Yeah.
So if I have my own weakness, your strength should rub off on my own weakness. And my own weakness should rub off on your strength.
Yeah.
So that is not stating, like you rightly said, that is more like the value I've got and the value you've got. So we should be able to put that together and find a middle ground.
Exactly.
You know, in our relationship.
And at the same time as well, is you looking at what each other, like your values, your morals, do they align? So you have to align in different ways. But financially, spiritually, emotionally, and then physically. So I think when you're in your 20s, sometimes you just get carried away with the physical bit. Like you're looking at the physical attributes, you're looking at how many butterflies you've got in your belly and all that. But when you start to get older, you know that love is just beyond that chemistry, is beyond the butterflies. It then goes to a different stage where you're looking at the deeper things, the underlying factors that cause separation. Maybe you've seen it in your previous relationships. You already know what your weaknesses are, like you did mention earlier, and you're saying, oh, I wouldn't, since I'm a bit hot tempered, it's not like I'm not gonna change, but I wouldn't want a man that'll bring out the bad side of me.
Yeah. For instance, when you mentioned about attraction, you know, it's like in every relationship, or you're going into a relationship, it's like attraction versus you know, connection. So it's like, is stylish, is
he's tall,
funny,
dark, handsome.
You know, that's kind of what attracts you to the guy initially. But as you grow older, so are you connected? So there has to be that connection first. There's attraction, then later, there has to be that connection.
Yeah,
you understand.
Yeah, attraction will take you there, mm-hmm. but then you now have to start thinking of what keeps you
in there, and that's the connection, and that is more deeper.
Yes,
than the lovely air you're wearing, Jerry.
Thank you. I know.
Your lovely lipstick.
When I get home at night and take off my wig, the real me then pops out. Like, are you happy to be with the real me after all is said and done? Yeah, we have Harriet from Manchester. She says, in your 30s, you have lived and learned, probably experienced heartbreak, disappointment, or even divorce. That can make love more cautious, but also wiser. And I agree on the growth in your values and your standards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because values change over time.
Yeah,
you might just have certain values, the things that you're not bothered about in your 20s, that you can grow up and you turn 30 and you're like, oh, I really can't be bothered with this. I remember in my 20s, like, I used to really like clubbing. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't mind being with someone that would club from Monday to Sunday, because mm-hmm. I didn't think anything bad of it. I love music and I love to dance, so if that would be a form of connection for me, mm-hmm, back mm-hmm. in my 20s, mm-hmm. because it's something I like doing, mm-hmm. but would I really want someone that actively goes to club from Monday to Sunday now? That's a big no-no. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say, that's what growth and maturity has done to me.
You're quite right there, Jerry. For instance, I would say that, you know, people evolved.
Yes.
So also in our relationship, we should be able to adapt.
That's it.
Like that, what you're saying, that in your 20s, you were maybe you're a fun-loving party goer, but now you know that you have to be more homely. You have to. That doesn't mean that you don't need to go out. For instance, there are some guys that maybe they love going out with guys, you know, going out with their friends, mm-hmm. and partying and all that.
Yeah.
And they found it even very difficult in their 50s or in their 40s to stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that means that person has not been able to adapt.
Outgrow that stage.
So people, you should be able to evolve from that person.
Yeah.
And adapt to that present time, mm-hmm. you know, that relationship.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And so you see, that's where that maturity will come in, because mm-hmm. you have to discuss it and tell yourself, do I really want to be with this person? Even though I used to like it back in the days, is this who I am at the moment? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, that's what maturity has done, is killed another relationship that would mm-hmm. have blossomed back in your 20s. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if they choose to remain a certain way, that's what they love doing. No argument in that, but you're just mm-hmm. not the one for me at that point in time, because where I am doesn't really align with where you are. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's one of the, would I say the pitfalls, or would I say the positives of maturity? Okay. This is an interesting conversation tonight. If you're only just tuning in, this is Radio Africana, and mm-hmm. you're listening to Love Storm. We do this every Wednesday. This is Love Storm, where we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. And today I've got with me Faye, my co-host. It's good to have you back as usual.
Okay,
we still have messages from our listeners, but I'm going to put Faye on the spot again. Okay. I'm sure she's going to be looking at me like
that anyway.
I know. Well, now you should be tired of it. So do you think that your 30s is more about discovery and fun, while maybe after 30 it just becomes more about security and commitment?
Yes, before 30, I would say, you know, it's about fun. You're attracted to the person. This is the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. But, you know, after 30s, you see that, okay, now you have in-laws, you have out-laws, you know, coming in and out. Someone want to stay with you. Someone want to, you know, want your husband to do everything they used to do for them, you know, without even considering that they also have, he or she or your husband or your wife have, you know, the immediate family now, not the external family.
Money again, yeah.
Again, you understand. So for me, you know, it's a thing of the fact that, you know, as people evolve, as we grow older, so you want more security. Because if you, for instance, you have married to a man in your 20s, and then by 30 you probably have some estates, you have some things together, joint something together. If that man or that woman, if there's anything you want, okay, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, but you want security in the sense that if the person is doing something else, how am I sure that I'm secured? If you then have children, how am I sure that the future of my children are secured with this? So it's both ways for both men and women. So because if a woman too has some qualities that are not good, maybe after 30s or after some years after marriage, you start looking at, the guy will start looking at, how about if something happens to me, would she be there to take care of these children, you know? So it's more of security after 30s or after some years of marriage, you know, not just the attractions anymore.
Yeah. I'll also take it from a single perspective. I'll put it this way. I'll say, especially from where we're all coming from, we'll look at the cultural perspective. Mm-hmm. Being a Nigerian, whether here in Manchester or in the general diaspora, mm-hmm. once you're in your 30s, it's almost like you've signed that silent pact that you are meant to be married at a certain age.
Yeah.
So you have that expectation, that people have that expectation of you to be mm-hmm. married mm-hmm. once you're like beyond 25, mm-hmm. and then that's when you have people start asking you, when are we meeting the right one?
When's
are you not
guy?
Getting married? Is mm-hmm. this not something you're considering? Mm-hmm. And then even online is gone past that. It's now a case of people now shame you, mm-hmm. they sort of age shame you for not being married at a certain age, mm-hmm. so it's like you are now a taboo. You're doing what's called termed a taboo to the society if you're still in your 30s and you're still single, mm-hmm. I think. But they don't now understand that in your 30s it's not like you're not finding people. It's just that you are very clear about what you want. Mm-hmm. And most times, you just do not want to settle for less.
Exactly. So let me just give you my own life experience. When I was in my early 30s, I got married at 32,
okay.
precisely. But when I was like 31, I remember one day I came back from work and one of my friend's mom was around. And then she asked me that, are you going to study and not get settled and not get married?
Yeah.
You know what came to my, you know, I was still in Africa then. So what came out from my mouth that time was that, mom, because I used to call her mom to my mm-hmm. friends. But if you dare say mom is something, she would tell you I'm your mom. You know, so I said, mom, do you want me to get married to someone that I have to come back home and start asking my mom for, you know, the way we call it, one tin milk of rice. So let's say a bag of rice. Mom, please, can I have a piece of chicken from your pot? Mm-hmm. No, I said, no, that is not what I want. So for me, it was for security, you know, a man that I would get married to, then I know that is responsible enough.
Yeah.
You know,
to look
a
after
man that I know
your family.
At that time, I would say being a career woman, I want that security. Yeah. I don't want a man that I will marry at that time. Before that time, I've had one or two relationships, but I already know, no, this is not go area because of maybe a faith difference or something that is a bit different, or something I know that, you know, security wise is not going to be okay for me, you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's my own experience. So for me at that age, it's not just having someone, but it's just security, having someone that I'm sure of that this is it.
Mm-hmm. So we've got Bola from Manchester. She says, there's so many factors, but once you have self-worth and self-value, you will be fine. Absolutely. Bola has just nailed it. Says, societal and family pressure plays a huge role too, but that's it. You do not settle for less.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, when you're well-grounded mm-hmm. and you know what you want, you wouldn't fall for the societal pressure, because at the end of the day, marriage is something you go into by yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even though they say, oh, they don't just marry you, they marry the family. Not in all cases, because mm-hmm. when the lights turned off, everyone goes back to their houses, you're now left with your partner.
Yeah.
Half of the things you go through in your relationship, you go through it just with your partner.
Yourself. Yeah.
Except you are someone who likes to share a lot or overshare. You wouldn't share certain things with others, even your immediate family. So that's why you have to like think it through and say to yourself, this person I'm getting into this thing with. I say maybe people look at marriage differently, but for me, marriage is meant to be like a lifetime commitment. And it shouldn't be something that you should just jump into or dabble into for the sake of it.
True.
You should know why you're getting into it, and you should be getting into it for the right reasons. Even though we can't necessarily get into it and think, yeah, 100% is going to be a success, but at the same time we are hoping that it is a success. And if you're not just going to get into business without thinking through the risks and the issues that could pop up, why would you then want to get into something,
that is a lifelong
then without considering the risks and the issues? And when you try to explain this to people, they're like, oh, you're being too, you're being overcritical. But why wouldn't I be overcritical with something that affects me directly?
When you talk about risk, you know, like I remember, okay, some time ago, a cousin of mine wanted to, was dating someone that they're not from the same faith.
Okay.
And I told her my life experience, and she told me that they've already stopped the relationship. Because it happens that when I was in my 20s, I actually loved a particular person, you know, and we are not from the same faith. And then when I go to visit his family, you know, he's from a royal home and all that, you know, grandson of a king of a particular place that I don't want to mention, you know, that was not what was on my head. Because when I met him, I never knew, you know, it was grandson of
anybody
from a real home until later on in the relationship when I met the family and all that. But I saw the risk that you just mentioned. Like, I saw it there, that do I want to switch my faith? No.
Which is a complete 360.
I don't want to, because I know that much more later, 40 years, 50 years, I mean, by the time I'm in my 40s or 50s, they will start saying, no, you have to follow our faith. If you don't follow our faith, we're going to marry another woman. So I looked at it that, am I going to enjoy myself later on? Okay, I don't mind having another woman. I mean, will the other woman
want to still be in the picture?
Like my children, want me to still be in the picture? So I just looked, this is a risk. Then I run.
Before it becomes an issue, you've already spotted the risk, and you've done that, your risk assessment, and said, is this something I can leave with? And for you, the answer then was no. And you had to put a stop to it then. Because it was easier for you to cut off at that stage than for you to then get halfway down the line, and then the risk now becomes issues, and you then say, oh, I need to stop. You're not leaving this time by yourself.
True.
You've probably got kids, and then you're considering. That's why women then start to say, I just don't want to leave because of my kids.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. So you see, that's why we need to like do these evaluations. And when people do it, it then tends to look as though you're being picky or you're being, it's being too critical. But no, it's just you taking your time and saying, is it going to be worth it at the end of the day? Yeah. So if you're only joining in, this is Love Storm, and we do it every Wednesday on www.radioafricana.com. We are also on the Play Store. We've got our app on Play Store and Google Store. It's called Radio Africana. Just search for Radio Africana. I'm live today. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. It's at Geraldine, at Jerry_Aldine. And if you want to catch us on WhatsApp, it's 0744-881-1570. If you are outside of the UK, do you remember to put +44 744-881-1570. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. We've got Ada from here in Manchester. Says, before I'm my 30s, I was all about vibes, but now I'm 34. I just want peace of mind and stability. Love feels more serious now. Yes, it certainly does feel more serious when you are above your 30s. So,
but
okay.
Despite the fact that you're above 30s and you feel you need to settle more, remember, you can't keep away self-love.
That should be first.
Fall from an empty cup
at all.
So you have to keep fueling it, you know, self-love. So if you know you still need to go out, I have some friends that, you know, sometimes they want girls to hang out. I've done hangout with some of my friends before, and I really enjoyed myself. It was just girls hangout, and I really enjoyed myself. We danced like we've never danced before. Oh. I remember one of them sometime met me in a party and said that, I wish, Faye, I could show you your video. So that self-love is there. Even for guys, you know, most men sometimes
forget themselves. I say men do forget themselves more than women do. Yes.
Go to the salon, do your manicure, do your pedicure, you know,
hang
treat
out
yourself,
with the boys,
you know, love up on yourself. Don't just say, no, I need to pay for the house rent, I need to do this. Take care of yourself.
Yep. So we've got Toby from Manchester. This is really long, but it's hilarious at the same time. Toby says, love in your 20s, na mumu love. That's because you're looking for something that doesn't exist. You may actually find someone who tolerates you, compromises on almost every level, but let's be honest, it's one of those daydream love. Because you can only have them if you're still a bit naive, i.e. your first love or the first relationship. However, when they've shown you pepper, aka breakfast, and you've chopped it on every level, you start setting something very realistic in your expectations. And your expectations are slim. And that's what I call love in your 30s.
on some grounds, I would say that I don't agree to, like, there's no love in your 20s.
Yeah.
Because now, it is this Gen Z time now. You see a lot of people getting married at 25.
Yeah.
Even some, and they actually found love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you see some people got married at 20s, they are in their 40s. And then you see this love, you see the connection.
Yeah.
I mean, deep connection is not just the first attraction.
Yeah.
So I won't say that you can't find love.
Yeah,
so
many people
love
have,
is not time bound, kind of.
True.
You know?
Because people have found love in their 40s and then didn't do well at 8 as well.
Yes,
yeah. Because you still have people getting married in your 40s and divorcing.
A lot of people get married these days. It's just that if you will know when it is love. And you will know when it is not love.
But would you really know? Like, but what I'll say, I believe what Toby says to some extent, because in your 20s, there's a bit of naivety. We're not going to throw that aside, because you haven't really seen life from every angle. You're coming from a place of high adrenaline and all the excitement, and then you now get to start seeing physical changes in yourself, because maturity in your 20s, are you fully developed?
Early 20s, you're not fully developed. Just navigating through the uni,
exactly.
You're and still then, in the university,
yeah. You probably you don't even have a career at that point.
By mid 20s,
that's when you now start to see life totally different. You're already looking for a career path at that point, and you're now having to be responsible financially, because now you've probably let go of your parents' aprons.
Yeah.
So reality starts to bite, and when reality starts to bite, it does hit different. So I'll say to some degree and to some level, there's a bit of naivety in your 20s.
Yeah.
So you might think, it is love, because that's part of naivety as well, especially if both of you are from like the same age bracket, so you're seeing life from the same lens. But when you now,
when he's older, like 10 years older,
he's like 10 steps ahead of the game.
He's a granddad.
Exactly. He's 10 steps ahead of you. So that way, I think he might help you navigate through life, because he's got his own experiences. But when both of you are like the same age and they say women are more mature than men. So even at that, if you're with someone that is, say, the same age bracket as you, you're a bit ahead of him, maybe two steps ahead, because as a woman, you already see life from a different perspective than a man or the same age as you. Okay. Hello, everybody who are joining us on Instagram. I know people are dropping in and dropping out. Yeah, but to our listeners, I know you'll stay glued on the radio. So I want to say thank you for joining me every week. And if you want to be a part of the show, number to text in is 0744-881-1570. And tonight we are discussing love dynamics. Does finding love get more difficult after your 20s? So from your 30s and above, is it more complicated for you to find love? Text in and let's know what you think about this topic. Give us your own experience, share your own experience. We want to hear from you, all our listeners in Nigeria, Manchester, Atlanta. We had people tuning in from Atlanta earlier. Yeah, join in and share your experiences. Let us know what you think about it. So we have Kunlein Salford says, it's finding love after 30s isn't harder. It's just that I don't want to waste my time with unserious people anymore. Mm. Yeah, I agree with you, Kunlein. Because I think your threshold for time wasting reduces when you get older. Because you just say to yourself, is it worth it? If it's not, move along. I don't want to waste your time, so don't waste my time. That kind of thing. Yeah. Thank you for that. We have TT in Moston. Says it's harder because the pool gets smaller. Oh, yeah. How did I forget this? Yeah. The dating pool does get smaller. Most people are already married or in long-term relationships. That's really, really true. The pool. Oh, the dating pool. I speak because I'm single. Yeah. So I can tell you that the hurdle. It's not just smaller, it's murky. Like, it's murky. Yeah. And then it's been whittled down by your expectations. So you don't even need to do anything. Your expectation just whittles that list down. If you had, say, 30 in that dating pool and you start to tick off boxes, it just whittles it down. True. You can just see that you're stuck with two. And if you do your findings, one and half are married.
Where has the other half gone to?
the other half, I don't want to say what I want to say because it might just come off as me sounding a setting, being okay. So, yes, if you are in the dating pool, you know what I'm talking about. To the singles out there, tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm wrong. Okay, yeah, we have Chi says, before 30, I was confused. After 30, I knew exactly what I wanted. That makes dating easier for me. Oh, you see, different strokes for different folks. For some, it's easier. For some, it's more complicated. So, okay, yeah.
I've got someone on Instagram too. Okay. That's, I don't know, it's DRS. Is it Doctors All underscore V?
Yeah.
Says, finding love after 30 is truly harder. Your physical values drop.
True.
People in your age range are either married or traumatized.
True, from their divorce and past experiences. Yeah. I agree.
Yes. And it's the same thing you just mentioned now. Yeah. You know, that's the same thing Jerry just, said out there now, you know, that it becomes murky.
It does
and
get murky.
Like that, you know.
It does get murky.
And then
and
you
scary.
See that you have, that either married, but that word traumatized that you said, DRS, that traumatized word was just... All right.
Yeah, we've got B from Old Trafford. The pressure is worse after 30. Everyone in the family keeps asking when you'll settle down. It makes dating just stressful. I know, just for the fact that you're even being pressured by the society, by family, by even friends sometimes, it does make it the more stressful because you're not doing it for yourself at this point. You're doing it just to, maybe sometimes for societal validation, just so that you can put the prefix before your name, Mrs. Oh, and say, yeah, I'm married. And that pressure now becomes like, I need to get this, I need to get this, mm-hmm, I need to get, mm-hmm, this. Mm-hmm. It just takes the joy out of it, mm-hmm, at the end of the day. So yes, I do agree with you, B. It is harder when... Mm-hmm. Okay, before 30, I was chasing looks. Now I want character, I want values, and I want someone that will build with me, Emeka says. That's it, yeah.
That's important. You exactly. know, it's not just the attraction. That was why I said from beginning that it's attractions versus connection.
Yeah.
So if you go for the attraction, stylish look, the head is this way, it's tall, it's got, you know, it's got biceps and triceps yeah. and biceps and whatever seps, and then
is it really sustainable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it's that connection. That character, the value, like you rightly mentioned,
yeah.
you know, it's more important because as you grow older, that is what will, you know, if you get married to a spouse that is always shouting you down
yeah.
and, you know, demoralizing mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. in your 20s, you know, and probably at 20, you know that this is what this guy is made of, then you're not going to, it's going to be difficult. As long as that person does not really change. It's yeah. going to be difficult because at 40, at 50, yeah. it will keep shouting you down, and you know.
And
you
then
know,
you're older and wiser.
And you're older and wiser, and then you feel so lonely and tired,
yeah.
and you know, you feel brutal in your emotions, and sometimes you are not able to tell people that this is what
you're going through
and mm-hmm. all that, you know. And those are the things that happens.
Yeah,
really.
And then your values might change as well.
So that character is something, so it's good. Is going for character, is going for value. So
yep.
you look at the character.
Mm-hmm.
If you get married to someone that is already always fighting here and there, you know that person will fight with you in the house.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. yep. So these are the things that these mm-hmm. are the boxes you need to check
mm-hmm.
before. And I think in your 20s is something that you are likely to overlook
mm-hmm.
because you're just all excited about yeah the butterflies,
mm-hmm.
and then you might not really get to. Start thinking of values and morals, mm-hmm. which in your 30s, from experience, you will automatically mm-hmm. be doing mm-hmm. because you've mm-hmm. had experiences in the past that didn't prove mm-hmm. to be any good for you all at right. all.
So also Dr. O said that yes, they are all bearing baggage from their former relationships. He's talking about former relationship, and oftentimes they will bleed on you, punish you for the sins of others. So he's saying now, I don't know if he's a he or she, saying that so he's wants character, is looking at character, leadership, ability to communicate, you
absolutely.
Know. So
I
that communication
agree.
Is also key.
Number one.
Because it's like the oxygen of love.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's like the oxygen of love, just like oxygen is to every human being to
yeah.
breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So that communication is key. It's very just important.
Keep the
if the person cannot
going.
Communicate with you, then fine.
Because they're not you know, approachable.
Yeah, it's not approachable,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also said emotional intelligence
oh,
as well.
Yep.
Really financial important. Management.
100%. Yep, yep, yep. And you see, it takes that maturity for you to realize this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, you would have been applying this in your everyday career, mm-hmm. like your work life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only easy for you to then apply the same rules to your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've not really had that experience in the wider world, you've not had that work experience, you've not had the career experience,
mm-hmm.
you might not really be financially responsible when you're, say, in your 20s.
Yeah.
Because you're just coming from being with your family, the protection of your parents,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to a new world, a new life. And you might end up with someone who's financially reckless.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it to the Gen Zs now. They're really doing a lot.
True.
A lot of them are really financially responsible
yeah.
from a very young age.
Oh, Mr. President. Okay.
From a very young age. So I'm not really going to take that away from them to say, oh, not everyone in their 20s is financially mm-hmm. responsible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them now are. Mm. But I'll say in my 20s, we weren't really, really, really financially
mm-hmm.
responsible like that.
Mm.
We only learnt it, say, when we're like 23.
Mm-hmm.
That was when we started maybe working, earning the first salary, and then you now realize, okay, daddy's no longer giving me pocket money, mommy's no longer coming to my aid, even though they were still coming. Like, you're not like solely dependent on your parents. So then you now learn to say, okay, I'm gonna set this aside as my personal savings. And so you being in a relationship, maybe for me, it was early for me, and then I just stepped into like boom, the full-blown marriage, and started to learn along the way.
True.
Were there a lot of friction? Yes.
Yes, there will be.
Yeah. A whole lot of friction. And I would say it was the friction that now formed my decision-making skills now. And that I attained from experience. But would my partner back then say it was an experience, like a great experience? I never can say. I never can say, because it was a learning curve for both of us. But looking back now on hindsight, there are a lot of mistakes that we both made back then that I'm not willing to make going forward. So that's why I'll say maturity plays a big role in our dynamics, love dynamics, because you've already learned, you've got your baggage, you've done everything, and you've learned from everything. It's a learning curve. We learn every day. Yeah. And but does it go to say that you can't love in your 20s? Absolutely not. You can even love
in your late teens.
Exactly.
You can love in your 50s.
In your 100s.
Yes.
In your life, you can do that. That's the beauty of life. Yeah. You have multiple chances. But it's just that the older you get, like they say, the older the wine, the finer it is. So
it's the same thing.
The sweeter.
People evolve.
Yeah,
you know,
evolve.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, you can. So it only does get better.
Just get better.
Yeah, and the whole idea is for us to keep loving, keep learning, and just try to better ourselves for the sake of our partners and the people we love, the people in our lives. I cannot believe, where has time gone by? Because anytime we come here, it's like time flies by real quick. Oh, Manchester, to the world, to the Love Storm listeners, to Radio Africana fans, I want to say a big, massive thank you to all of you for tuning in tonight as usual. Big thank you to my host Faye for coming back again.
Thank you everyone also for sharing your thoughts on Instagram,
WhatsApp. Thank you so much for joining our live. I'm gonna be here again next Wednesday, same time, same station, but with a different topic, and we will be having fun as usual, because we do that every Wednesday. So if you have a product, you have a service you want to advertise with Love Storm, just find us on Instagram, send me a DM, Jerry_Aldine, or slide into Radio Africana DM and say you're reaching out just to advertise with Love Storm. I've got listeners across the globe, and this is the one-stop place where you can meet everybody. I mean, everybody in one place. And yeah, why not join us again next week, where I'll be coming with another spicy, interesting, juicy topic. Till then, stay blessed, stay open to love, keep loving.
That was what
stay
I wanted
true
to say.
To yourself.
Keep loving.
All righty. I'm going to love you. I'll leave you and see you again next Wednesday.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one on one. But you become somebody. like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling.